Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about feeding and eating with kids. For more information, visit cabernetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what is psychological about the eating and feeding with school-aged kids?
So when kids are at the age of, you know, being at school, it's when they have an opportunity to experience the values and stakes attributed to certain foods and eating that they've received from you, to experience them out in their world with their peers. So they at home may continue to benefit from the structure of mealtimes and that division of labor that I've spoken about, and to have some freedom to exert themselves whilst eating within the parent-defined framework. But at school, it's really where they might express transgression. If you have attributed, you know, high stakes value to certain foods they're not allowed, they might benefit from your absence when they're at school or with their friends in their activities to be able to experiment with them. And then how do they themselves experience that transgression? Is it something peaceful for them, exciting? Are they ridden with guilt, et cetera? So it could be a time where they're experimenting with the emotions attached to food.
I've instantly got in my mind the kid from a vegetarian household who's having a kebab at lunchtime.
Exactly. And now are they saying, oh, right, you know, mom will be happy that I'm getting this kebab in her absence? Or will the child be saying, oh, no, is mom going to be mad at me?
So what does that mean about mealtimes with school-age kids?
Well, once again, that means the parents define the what and when of the structure of the meal. And that's, you know, that means that the child is receiving a kind of care and an opportunity for connection, if mealtime's a time for connection for your family, but also authority. That means the parents' job is to choose and prepare the foods, and they can be considerate to the child, but they're not like a line order catering cook for that child. That doesn't mean you only do that which the child wants. And so that's a moment of authority in terms of the parents saying, you know, I'm sorry you're not so happy with everything that I'm proposing on the table, but that's what's there for dinner. And that means that's also teaching the child how to tolerate authority, boundaries, limitations, constraint, and also how do we behave when we are together. So it continues to be a time of role modeling, providing a framework up against which the child can feel its boundaries.
So what about... When does it start then with the kids and this eating bargaining? That's what it is, isn't it? You do this and I'll do that. And
exactly.
All of that. Yeah.
The job of the child and therefore us as the parent is to trust the child to eat at mealtime,
right,
to come to the table sufficiently hungry, and to eat the amount that they need. We cannot force them to eat, and children have different needs in terms of how much they need to eat, and that varies between meals. That means that the child is also being asked to learn to eat the food that you yourself enjoy and therefore have prepared for them, and that we trust them to grow, that their bodies are unique to them and that they're built to grow in a homeostatic way, and that we're asking our child also to learn how to behave at mealtime, and that the what's good behavior is going to be different for each family system.
Okay, so less pressure, and then when the child is eating. So you know, don't make it overly complicated, perhaps.
And when we think about pressure, we put pressure on our children, and I'm asking parents to put less pressure. Pressure comes in different shapes and sizes. It can be that if you eat three more bites of your broccoli, then you get dessert. That's pressure. If you start hiding foods, mixing them up in a way so that your child doesn't realize that you're giving them that food that normally they don't want to eat, that's pressure. If you're saying, I'm worried you're not getting enough of this kind of nutritional value food, that's pressure. So I'm asking the parents to take the emotional charge off the food and to have a bit of trust that your child can become a competent eater.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabernetweber.net. If you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.